Do you remember when you were working at the, you worked at the water plant store?
Yeah.
What, did you ever use something to clean the pipes out? Something you put in a line to around the waterworks, you'd put it in and send it through the pressure to clean the pipe?
We used to use sodium silicate, add it to the water.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use a kind of brush, like big mechanical?
No, I know what you're talking about.
What would you call that?
They call it a pig, don't they?
Yeah.
That's used mainly for cleaning gas lines, I believe, ain't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I've never used one. But they refer to it as the pig, pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even sure what it looks like. I'd heard the name and I wasn't exactly, you know. It must have something like, I know it must be kind of short and fat like a
they
pig.
They send it through. Mm-hmm. I think they get the name from the sound, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Don't it kind of oink as it goes through the pipe? A good friend of mine worked at Atlanta Gas and Light, and they used to run it. They would run it from the station in Alabama across into Atlanta. The pig clean the line, and he said that you could actually stand over the line, and when that thing come through, it sounded like a pig grunting when it came across. But what they do is they lower the pressure in the line, and put it in, seal everything back up, throw that gas pressure to it, and push it through. Gas pressure, the one now they may be different types, you know.
They've got something to inspect lines, pipelines. You know, it's guided by laser beams. And it inspects X-rays, everything that goes along, and it goes pretty fast.
Uh-huh.
Too, you know, it's computerized and everything they put in. I don't know if there's a slang term for it yet.
I don't
it's
know.
Probably not.
Well, they say the best welders are the pipe welders that put the gas lines together.
Yeah.
I know that they X-ray all the welders work.
It's amazing what they're doing. X-ray all welding work. They use laser beams on construction sites for surveying.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's moving up.
Yeah. It's really cool. What do you call in a fire station? What would you call the car that maybe the chief might drive?
Lead car. Mm-hmm. Is what we refer to it.
Do you have one maybe with some people in it to take care of? People get maybe burned or something?
No. At one time, now I drive the assistant chief.
Mm-hmm.
It's my job.
Mm-hmm.
But up until the emergency medical technicians took over the EMT program,
mm-hmm.
we answered a lot of alarms to aid the ambulance,
mm-hmm.
to rescue at wrecks,
mm-hmm.
aid people in wrecks or
mm-hmm.
natural catastrophes, lightning and electrical shock and drownings and you name it. Of course, the EMT program is lightening our load quite a bit on this respect.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the wrecks, they pretty well take care of them other than the gas spills and the fires.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we still take care of that, but before this time, we answered just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was answered by the car,
mm-hmm.
by the chief's car.
Do you have something to take care of gas spills, anything particular?
As a rule, we just dilute them with water.
Mm-hmm. Do you have foam, anything like that?
Of course, the old protein foam's going out now.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you familiar with it?
Not really.
There's several different types of foam. There's
mm-hmm.
a chemical foam, which is a powder, and it produces foam. It's inducted into the lines by means of a hopper generator, similar to an old fertilizer hopper.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't deteriorate with age. It's in a powdered form.
Mm-hmm.